It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in each week and giving us an hour of your time so we can hopefully make you laugh and teach you a little bit about barbecue. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. We know you make them laugh just with the way you pronounce words sometimes.
Right. Or lack thereof. Right.
Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. We are the Grillin' Guys still, 10 years strong, and the smokiest show on the airwaves, still COVID-free.
Right.
No CCP.
Right. None of that. You got it. We're not doing any of that. But this week, Bob, I made a simple dish, but it was just amazingly comfort food, and I wanted to share it with everybody. Took some Italian sausage, and this was homemade from a coworker. It's really, really good. They're an Italian family, and it's just ground up pork butt, and they, you know, put in their wonderful seasonings. And I put that in a cast iron pan and got it hot, really hot, because it had a natural casing on it, and I like those casings a little bit crisp. And but you know, it was a 1-inch link, so diameter wise, so you had to cook that a while and flip it over a couple times so it doesn't burn, but it gets cooked through. But right when we got it done, cut it on a bias, so I made it in little flat oval chunks, threw it on a hoagie roll that I had toasted with garlic butter on it and under the broiler for a couple minutes, threw that sausage on there, and I had done a second cast iron pan with sweet onion, bell pepper, orange and green, and then I had diced up real fine some jalapeno and put in that pepper mix and onion mix as well. Cooked that down till it was real limp. You know what I mean? It was cooked really well. Served those open face with that peppers and onions on that sausage, and then threw three pieces of provolone on there. Fired up the broiler, and stuck it under the broiler till that cheese got all bubbly and melty. Holy cow, was that good! Simple recipe. You know, the key is the good sausage. You got to have some good Italian sausage that's loaded with flavor, but there were no condiments on it other than the onions and peppers. And, you know, then there's a little juice in the pan, and I drizzled some of that over it just to, you know, that bread didn't get sopped, but it just got a little wet. And, oh, man, that was good. Really enjoyed that one. So I was thinking to myself, it's comfort food time of year, right? And that would be great comfort food. I didn't have to go outside. I did it in cast, but I did it on my stove. So a good one.
There's something painful about listening to the words ground up pork butt.
Oh.
Grinding a pork's butt. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes sausage.
I understand. Right? I understand. Yeah. But I must be getting sensitive.
Well, there's a lot of things. You now hunt out of a motorhome, and, you know, I mean, it's just, you're just getting soft, dude.
I am. I don't hunt out of the motorhome.
Yeah, you do. You sit in there until it's time to go hunting, and you get cold, and you go back in there. You're hunting now there. Yeah, you've got windows in that thing. You're watching for deer when you're sitting in there drinking your coffee. Come on now.
That would be really nice, actually.
Yeah, no, it's not nice. It's what you did. I'm sure you did.
I love, you know, the whole camping thing. Always have, and now I'm in the business. But I'm kind of having fun in the slow time, which I don't get much of. But when I get a break, I go online and look at videos from – there's this guy, I can't think of his name right now, but he's a chubby fellow – and really funny.
Well, he's half of America.
Huh? Yeah, he's very entertaining, and he reviews RVs.
Oh,
I think his name's like Ken or Dale or something like that. And
could be.
And he's got a lot of followers. I think it's his wife or girlfriend that does it with him. And
so is that why he's got a lot of followers, or is the content good?
The girlfriend's pretty. Yeah, so the wife or girlfriend's pretty. She makes up for him, but he's very entertaining, and he climbs up on the roof of him and everything, and he goes. I won't bore you with it, but the last one I saw was a four-wheel drive van, motorhome, a Class B, which is a van on steroids, right? It's just a full-size van, and then they trick out the inside with all sorts of things. And
there's not a lot of room in a van, is there?
You'd be surprised, but you know, a lot of people, millennials in particular, love those things.
Really?
Yeah. I see our Mr. Producer here is shaking his head. Yes.
Right.
I can see him rolling down
the
road.
The love bus, huh? That's rolling the 70s, down the road, man. You're doing that stuff. Right.
Yeah, with his baby doll. And
right.
Going camping.
Right. Yeah. Or pull over anywhere, right?
That might be cramping.
Right, yeah.
But this four-wheel drive version, now that appealed to me. Just because when you talk about deer hunting, you could go off, because mine's really big, and if it's snowing out, you'd want to be careful, because you could find yourself stuck somewhere quite easily.
Right, yeah, yep, exactly.
But this thing, it would make you want to climb some hills.
Oh, yeah, right, in your home away from home.
If nothing else, right? It just looks really bad. And it's only $200,000.
Right, that's all. Ain't no big deal. Right.
You know, this time of year, especially once January is out of the way, which it almost is.
Yeah. We're last weekend of January right now.
Yeah. February is the worst month of the winter, in my opinion. March gives you hope and toys with you and then disappoints you.
Well, February is that month where it's bitter cold and it's clear, so at least you get a little bit of sunshine, but it's cold.
And if you have any sense, you'll go down to the Caribbean for a week or two.
Yeah.
It makes it much better.
You know, it's tough. I got married this summer, and we were going to do our honeymoon in Cancun. Well, the issue that they've got not travel bans right now, but you have to have a negative COVID test within 3 days of getting on your plane to come back, or you can't get into the United States. So you could be, if you got COVID while you were down there, you got to do a 14-day quarantine in a hotel, and you can't get out of it. So we're like, nah, we're doing that.
See, there you're camping again.
Right.
Go camping
but
on
I'm
the
not,
beach.
You know, so I went down for a 5-day vacation, and it turned into 20 days.
Perfect.
And, yeah, except for it's, you know, another $20,000.
I would fudge a test just so I had to stay.
Right. Yeah. Well, apparently they're giving them at the resorts, so I'm sure you could make it work. But it was just like, nah, you know what? That jacks up your work. It jacks up, you know, a lot of things.
Hey.
So.
I'm not around for a long time.
Right.
Just a good time.
Right, exactly. So we're going to Florida instead.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. So
whereabouts?
We're going to Fort Myers. We're flying into there, and then we're going on to Naples. So it's just a little 4-night, 5-day thing we're doing.
Good.
And
a romantic getaway.
Yeah, maybe not so much. We're staying with family, but it'll be good. We'll have fun.
Sure.
We'll have fun.
Sure.
And nice getaway, and that's the first week of March. So. That'll be ready to get the hell out of this cold weather.
Yeah, I am too. But
however, the flip of that's going on with me right now, because after we're done with the show today, I'm going ice fishing, and I'm going to go out on the old lake that I used to live on. And
good for you.
There's guys that got going to have a barbecue out there and a little pot of chili, and we're just going to go out and connect with some old friends outside.
Oh, how fun!
And just do a little ice fishing. I may cut a hole. I may not. You know how I am. But
Do you have your auger working?
Okay. Yeah, I've got one that goes into a drill, a cordless drill.
Mm.
It chucks in there, and it's a little 4-inch, and it cuts a perfect hole real quickly. But just something to do to get out and blow the stink off, man.
Yeah.
I'm just so tired of sitting inside and not doing anything.
Yeah.
The ice is thick enough now, pretty much anywhere you're listening to us, you're going to have plenty of ice. We had single digits some of the nights this week, and that makes a ton of ice. So check it. You know, there's no fish on the world we're swimming for. But check your ice. But you should be fine now. There's a lot. Talk to Chaz, the Baritone of Beer.
And the best of luck to you.
Yeah, thanks, man. Something to do. All right, coming up next, barbecue is a mission. And we're going to talk with a guy from Mission Barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Jop from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob.
My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. GarrettsAppliance.com.